Dry speaking.
It sounds like Moon River.
No, never. How dare you say that about me?
I am lady.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying,
okay, but like,
they know they're going to kill you. But at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Hello. This is Gay to the Point, and we're just two gay guys talking about everything and anything.
Or anyone!
In a not-so-straight fashion! My name is Antonio.
And who am I?
Just guess.
Chelsea! Or Clarence.
Yeah, he goes by two different names because he's a weirdo like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so tell me about your day of big purchasing a new chair.
What can I say? I love spending money.
Like how much money?
Like $200 and like 58 cents.
Wow, so specific.
I know. I think that's how much it is.
$200? Wait, so did you have to pay for it and then did the work already reimburse you?
59 cents.
You were wrong, so you missed the mark.
What was the question before that?
Wait, so did you paid for it and then your work reimbursed you right away or no?
Is it no, they haven't reimbursed me yet. There's just like an email going like that, like what I haven't answered yet. But yes, either way, it's a free chair, free world. It's a free willy.
Ew. I mean, wait, aren't all willies free?
I mean, some of them are caged.
Oh, you're talking about the whale, right?
No, I was talking about penises.
Oh,
like, you know those guys who are like into like, what is that like thing?
That's chastity
like,
belt?
Yeah.
Guilt, and more guilt. So what do you feel guilty about?
I don't know. I feel guilty a lot, but I don't know what about. I just feel guilty.
Because it's like an ingrained thing in you that you just have to feel guilty all the time?
Yeah, or maybe it's just like kind of like you're not being humble if you're not feeling guilty. I don't know. I just kind of honestly feel, and I'm wondering though if this is actually like connected to like kind of like my mental health issues lately. Mm-hmm. But I guess I just kind of feel guilty about a lot of things.
Like,
never mind. I don't feel guilty about it. No, the chair that I bought today,
yeah,
the $200 chair, I feel guilty about that in a way. Like, it was a real struggle. And actually, just like me overcoming that guilt actually was kind of like, it actually did feel really good. But that is something that I felt guilty about. I was just like, well, I feel guilty about the fact that I'm spending a lot of money because I'm just like, I don't ever want to be like so frivolous with stuff. Like I hold a high standard to myself in terms of like not being too like lavish or spending too much money and stuff like that.
Right.
And I was thinking about that the other day too, that like, I think that's also just kind of like the influence of the people who are in my life that I'm just like, oh, they're like Rena. Like she's like talking about how the fact that I think that she only spends like $300 a month between like, I think it's even less than that, but like
for groceries and everything.
Yeah. Like between her and her partner a month. And I'm just like, I spend like probably $450 to like $550, like for myself only.
Right.
So like just the examples of like other people in my life, my brother, same thing. Like he's just very like researched about things. And I feel like I'm like measuring myself against those kinds of things. Not just because I'm like, oh, I also want to keep up with everyone else. But it's just that, like, I can see that it's possible, and I, like, don't want to give myself a break with that. Like, I want to hold myself to a high standard, or, like, a high accountability about that.
About how you're spending your money.
Yeah, like, I just don't ever want to be, you know, like, stupid with money, you know?
Right.
And that's, like, one aspect. And then, like, I think other things that I feel guilty about sometimes, too, are, like, work. Like, I'm just, like, I need to prove that I'm, like, working, like, hard enough. And, like, I don't ever want to be the person that's just, like...
But how is that related to the chair?
Well, I mean, it's kind of related to the chair in that, like, you know, like, I had a lot of anxiety in terms of just being, like, I don't want to ever seem like I'm taking advantage of the company.
Yeah, I guess so. So you're feeling that, like, you felt guilty because you know that they were willing to reimburse you for that full amount. So now you're equating that, like, that number of amount to how hard you have to work?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I just don't want to ever, like, be kind of, like, appear that I'm, like, taking it for granted, or that I'm just, like, taking them for a ride, or,
right,
like, it's almost like I feel this, like, obligation for them to get the better end of the deal with me working there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I feel guilty about that. Like, I'd feel guilty about, like, ever giving myself in a break in that regard. And then there's, like, other things that I feel guilty about, too. Like, I mean, even just, like, you know, having, like, too much, like, garbage or whatever. But again, that's, like, the influence of, like, my friends of being, like, you know... I feel like my friends are really, like, environmentally conscious, so I start to feel guilty about that. Or I start to feel guilty about the amount of money that I have or don't have, and I'm, like, thinking, like, oh, should I have more money than that? And then I also start feeling guilty about, like, how I'm treating people, or if I'm giving enough to people. So, like, I think that I am just figuring out in this conversation that I'm, like, that's where the mental health issues are. I feel like it's, like, it's guilt. Like, I don't know. Like, it's, like, related, you know? Like,
yeah, no, I think so. Definitely it is, like, guilt-related, because I feel like you're feeling guilty for your own self that you're not living, like, you're not doing what you're telling yourself that you can do.
And then when you don't do it, then you're beating yourself up about not doing it.
Yeah, but I think that's not guilt. That's, like, being super harsh on yourself.
But, like, one leads to another. Like, guilt is, like, one stop in the, like, dysfunction train.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the thing is, too, it's, like, you can also transform the definition of guilt for yourself as something, as not something that is, like, leading to a destructive or dysfunctional self. It's, like, you can use, like, as you briefly said, too, it's, like, as a motivator, as guilt. Like, you know that you're not... You're feeling guilty that the fact that you're not doing the thing is, and it's like, instead of dwelling on that negativity of not doing it, it's like, okay, well, now that you recognize that that is the guilt that you're feeling, what can you do to change that, to become better, to motivate you, yeah, to, like, become, like, oh, okay, like, yeah, I felt guilty that I was, like, being so ambitious, say I'm not caring for other people. Okay, then, like, what can I do then to, like, care for other people so that it motivates me to not feel guilty?
No, I feel like I'm at the beginning stages of unpacking what that is.
Yeah, it sounds like you are, especially, I think, like, just, like, knowing your own, like, history of how you think about yourself and stuff. It's like it's good that there this, like, group therapy or whatever therapy that which one that you're doing explains this notion of values and worth. Is like worth some. It's definitely something you could look into, because I feel like that is also something related to, like, knowing where your worth is and your value is, and trying to figure that out correlates to then how you see yourself in terms of, like, doing well and being confident in who you are, which I know that you also struggle with.
Right.
So
yeah, I don't know,
that was heavy, and that was, like, a lot already.
Guilt and more guilt
and more guilt. Guilty pleasures.
Ooh. That's a little bit lighter.
So what's your guilty pleasure?
I feel like the thing is, like, that's honestly, like, kind of the opposite for me, because I'm just like, I just don't feel like I ever feel that guilty about like pleasures. I love pleasure. like it's a guilty pleasure in terms of, like, yeah, I feel like it falls under the category of something that, like, oh, typically people shouldn't enjoy. But I feel like I've just found that the more that you just accept the fact that you love it, the more, like, charming it is that you love it.
They're like, what? Like, what's the one thing that you, like?
Little Mix. I love them. I don't even care what you say or whatever. They're great. They're wonderful singers, great human beings. Like, they support the LGBTQ community. They, like, are pop stars, but some of their songs are not very good, but a few of them are okay, and they're really talented. I love them. I'm not guilty.
I mean, for the record, I'm a power bottom. I mean, I feel like that's, like, a good sign, Rennie. That's your guilty pleasure.
But see, it's only, I feel like, a guilty pleasure in terms of the qualifier of just, like, I shouldn't be proud to like it. Right. But I don't care. Like, I love it. They're so great.
So it may, like, also seem like, like, you feel like then maybe it should be redefined as, like, shameful pleasures. Because, like, it doesn't matter up to you. It doesn't really matter up to your expectations, because you really don't care, because you just, like, love them and don't give a crap. But then you feel shameful about it because, like, other people might not feel.
But I guess I also just don't feel shameful about everyone else, because, like, fuck everyone else. The only people that I care about are Little Mix. If you don't like Little Mix, I don't trust your opinion.
Well, there you have it.
But yeah, I don't know if there's anything else that I feel, like, guilty about liking. No, I feel like that's, like, the one thing where I'm just like, you know, if I like things, I'm just like, I love that I like things. Also, I think that's just because the reality of the situation is I rarely like things.
So the fact that you actually love Little Mix, you're like, you want to blast it to the world that you love, yes, Little Mix, because that's, like, the one of the few.
Yes. No, but it's like, yeah, it's just like anything that I really, really like, I really want to enjoy the fact that I really like it, because there's, like, I don't easily fall into things that I like. So it's just like, I don't want to have any shame about it, because otherwise then I just wouldn't. I already hate so many things. Like, so I don't need to have a,
like,
weird,
what?
Issue.
You were about to go into more lists.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm indifference is worse than hate, and I'm indifferent to them.
But I was looking for hateful things, so you got the question wrong.
What are you guilty about? Do you have any guilty pleasures?
I don't know. Wait, I'm trying to think of, like, what the definition of what the guilty pleasure is.
Just don't take it into my context of, like, my definition of it, because I feel like I flipped the script, so.
You're such a flip scripper.
I know.
All right, script flipper.
Yes. Flip scripper. Okay, you know what your, like, guilty pleasure?
What?
Bottoming. Oh. I don't feel like you were that vocal about being a bottom before.
Oh, yeah, no, it definitely wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I knew that you were.
Because, like, I was trying to, like, you know, still convey myself as a straight person.
So that's one thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, bottoming was guilty pleasure.
Just being gay. It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty pleasure.
There's a lot of pleasure, but you're guilty about it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is actually guilty pleasure of mine. Okay, actually only Vince knows. I love, like, lotioning my feet. Like, I always like doing it at night, because I really hate going to bed with dry feet, and, like, I always like rubbing my feet when I'm sleeping, but I hate it when I know it's, like, dry skin, because it's, like, super coarse and stuff, and I was like, oh, it's just such a comfortable feeling, especially with the bed sheets and whatnot. And it's like, okay, like, so that's why every night before I go to bed, maybe even, like, twice or three times a night, like, I would, like, grab, like, a handful of lotion and just, like, rub my feet with lotion, give a little massage, and it feels really good. And yeah,
I feel like you should feel guilty about that. That's weird.
Why?
I'm like, I was, like, just trying it as you were talking. It's just, like, rubbing my feet on each other, and I was just like, are they really dry? I don't feel like they're really dry. Is there something wrong with your feet?
I mean, I do have hyperhidrosis with my hands and my feet.
What, I feel like that sounds like there's more hydration.
Yeah, because it's sweaty. So that's why I guess, like, maybe I'm more used to the fact because, like, more of the times of the day, my hands and my feet are always sweating. So when the times that they're not sweating and they're dry, it's like I get uncomfortable about it. And especially when I'm sleeping.
That is weird. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hell no.
Be ashamed. That's not the song. Is there a song with shame?
Shame. Shame. I want to live forever. Guilt, guilt, I tell you guilt, guilt, I tell you guilt, guilt, I tell you guilt, now guilt to the gods.
Shitting when you bottom.
So do you feel guilty about that?
I actually do feel really guilty about that. But like, I don't know, so I'm like trying to convince myself that as a top, you know what you were getting into.
I mean, most people do. Most tops do. I feel like
there's... That's when you know a good top from a bad top, I feel like.
Well, it's just like, also, it's like, yeah, you know that, like, you're putting it in inside the butt. That's like
poo
where...
comes out of there.
But they, like... But I forgot. I don't know if it was... I think it was, like, Irwin that said, like, a thing where, like, he was, like, had the story and hooking up with a person. And then, like, he was bottoming and a little, like, poop came out. And then, like, the top was, like, just really over it. And stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, though, about, like... Okay, because actually, wait, well, I feel like we talked about this before, about, like, sex and, like, shame.
Yeah.
Shame. I want to live forever. That's really not the song. But anyways, so, like, in terms of just, like... I mean, sex is, like, uncomfortable. It's kind of gross. You feel very vulnerable. So then for somebody to kind of judge you about something or make you feel, like, shitty about something that like it just really like it's yeah like it's just not good. It doesn't make it feel good. It doesn't make you feel good. Like I just remember like this is gonna be really gross.
What?
So I just feel like I remember talking about to like several of like girlfriends or whatever and they're just like yeah it's like really nice like whenever that like you know like if something gross happens like you're on your period or like stuff like goes everywhere. Ew. And then but the guy's just like kind of like well, he was fine. Like that's like kind of an attractive quality or whatever that they're just kind of like they don't let you feel the guilt,
right?
Like and your natural feeling is to feel the guilt and they recognize that and they're just trying to be like
supportive about it.
Yeah, like they don't want you to feel more guilty than you need to feel guilty,
right? It's like trying like why state the obvious that you know that it's like kind of like feeling the guilt already, so why put the like why stab the scar even more?
Yeah, exactly. Why dig the knife even further? Why don't you hit a vein this time? There was like Coco Montrese, Alyssa.
Oh, I don't remember that line.
I don't know. I actually really love that, like, in terms of guilt and more guilt, that, like, shitting when you bottom is a topic.
Because it is. It's such... I mean, I know, like, when I feel guilty, it's just like... Especially when, like... You
but
like,
that's also because you've destroyed sheets.
Oh yeah, well let's not get into that. But I was even
nothing to do with bottoming.
I just like shitted my pants. But like you know, like the you feel guilty, especially when you like douche and you prepare yourself, and then it still happens, and then you're just like, fuck, like. Are like why like did I not do it properly? Like aren't my douching techniques enough? Like
so apparently, like I do feel like I. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, just going back to that, like, I do really feel like part of the guilt, for me at least, is also wrecking people's sheets. Because I'm just like, ooh, that actually costs money. Like, it's not even beyond, like, a shame thing. You either wreck the sheets or you wreck the mattress. And a mattress, like...
Oh, the mattress
like,
is... Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And you know what I also heard when I was in Japan? Like, because I tried to use, like, a love motel.
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, for gay guys, they don't allow gay guys to use it. And initially, I thought it was, like, a homophobic thing.
Oh, it's because about a poo thing.
Yeah. Oh. They're just being practical. They're like, I mean, mattresses, sex is messier.
I mean, but, like, that, like in Japan, don't the love motels, don't they use, like, those, like, rolling mats that they sleep on the floor? and stuff like that.
Or like tatamis.
Yeah, tatamis. So it's like, is that more? I thought that would
be.
But
I think in the Love Motels they actually use proper beds.
Well, they should use the tatami's bed because it's like it's less expensive than buying a full-on mattress.
Truth, truth. So if you're Japanese and you own a Love Motel and you're listening to this, get tatami.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope that you got your $3 worth out of our
subscription. I think that's like how we decided how much subscription to our podcast is going to cost.
Yeah, $3. I think that's fast. Like, it's not a loony, it's not a toony.
It's a three-ny.
But yeah, I hope that you got everything that you needed or not, because we don't really care.
No, it's too hard to live up to my own wants and needs. I can't live up to yours.
So in closing, I'd just like to say for the record,
nothing is said or sand in stone.